Back in Jonesboro, we played a minute and a half of the third quarter. Nothing's happened. Still 23-14. A couple of turnovers, one for each ball club. Now Mount Home takes it away from Jonesboro again. So we haven't missed much. Still 23-14. Jonesboro leads it. Mount Home on the offensive end now after taking the ball away from Jonesboro. Martin with the dribble out top for the Lady Bombers. Holds it between the circles right now. Directing the traffic, Walker on the right wing, looking inside. Now she's going to take the shot. She hits the three. Riley Walker, they backed off of her. Dared her to shoot it. She did, and she nails it. 23-17. We've got a six-point game now. Those Cincinnati Bombers have been in a while. Jonesboro going to throw the basketball away. That's their ninth turnover, their third of this third quarter already, though. Shantice Williams back in for Jonesboro. Eaton, their super sophomore, goes to the bench. 5:36 left in this third quarter. Jonesboro by six. Pfeiffer, right side, it goes to Martin. Martin drives the baseline. Shot blocked. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. The foul is going to be charged to Dooley. That's her first. And the first foul this half against Jonesboro. Coach Jody Davis took Eaton out, that sophomore the UConn's after, and she has been talking to her ever since she came out. Didn't even watch the play at the other end. Martin misses the first free throw. Has one more here with 5:26 left in the third. Second one is good. We've got a five-point game. Jonesboro leading by as much as 11 in the first half. Lady Bombers have cut it down to 5, 23-18. Out top, Williams has it for the Lady Hurricane. That's Shantice Williams. Kiana Williams on the bench, driving the paint, missing the shot inside is Mitchell. Foreman the rebound. She's tied up, and they are pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have the basketball, playing very well here in this third quarter. Now we're going to see full court pressure by Jonesboro. Here we go back. It's full court man-to-man, so they'll clear out, let Riley Walker work it ahead for Mountain Home. Just under 5 minutes left in the third. Lady Bombers down by five. Walker, left side, top of the key. Swings it out top to Tabor. Right side, Martin. Open in the corner. Back to Tabor. Free throw line. Dumps it back to Martin on the right side. To the baseline. Back to Tabor. Free throw line jumper. It won't go. Martin, the offensive rebound. Kicks it back to Pfeiffer. Her three. Good. We've got a two-point game. Timeout, Jonesboro. 4:24 left in the third. The Lady Bombers have opened this third quarter with a 7-0 run. It's now 23-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on in 31st.
.424 left in this third quarter. The Lady Bombers have pulled within two of the Lady Hurricane. Sonny Martin is back into the lineup now for the Lady Hurricane. Mountain Home on a 7-0 run to open this third quarter. Martin into the paint, kicks it in the corner. Hardaway a three, no. Rebound, Jonesboro has it. That's Kiana Williams with the offensive board. Mitchell right side, top of the key. 4 minutes left in the third. Hardaway to the baseline with the dribble. Kicks it back out top. This is Martin with it. She'll reset things. Martin top of the key now. Should say Mitchell with it. Mitchell, free throw line jumper. No. Pfeiffer the block out and the rebound underneath. .339 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home down two with the ball. Inside to Pfeiffer. It's knocked out of bounds. Well, as soon as that ball went to Hannah, there was three white jerseys surrounding her. Ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home has it under their basket with 3:33 left in the third. Comes into Tabor, the ball knocked loose. Martin picks it up out top for Mountain Home. The Bombers looking to tie or even take their first lead of the game right here. Martin on the right elbow with the dribble. She's guarded by Martin. Sonny Martin guarding Emma Martin. Inside to Tabor, she's fouled. This is on Kiana Williams. Her first team foul, number two, against Jonesboro this half. Inbounds pass knocked away. Riley Walker picks it up, and she's going to be fouled. They're going to get Kayla Mitchell with the foul. Her second team foul, number three, against Jonesboro. Boy, all the momentum has shifted to the Lady Bombers here in this third quarter. Down by two with 3:12 left in the third. Shantice Williams, the tough job of guarding Hannah Pfeiffer right now. Walker works out top. Here's Foreman. Backdoor cut to Pfeiffer to the baseline. Double team. Back to Foreman in the paint. Cross court to Martin. The three for the lead will not go. But Foreman chases down the rebound in the corner for Mountain Home. Throws it back out top. And it goes into the backcourt to the backcourt violation. Mountain Home's seventh turnover of the afternoon. Jonesboro still looking for their first points of this third quarter. There's 2:40 left in the third. Hardaway works on the right side to the baseline with the dribble drive. Pull up six-footer. Will not go. Five for the rebound for Mountain Home. Works it up the right side to the free throw line. Back to Martin. Lady Bombers down two with the ball. To the baseline, Martin. Six-foot floater won't go. Backside rebound by Mitchell. 2:14 left in the third. Martin up right side for the Lady Hurricane. Left side, this is Kiana Williams with it. Jonesboro has not scored in this third quarter. Lady Bombers on a 7-0 run right now. Martin works off the high pick for Jonesboro. 16-footer, good. With 1:55 left. So Jonesboro goes 6:05 without scoring to start the third quarter. It's back to a four-point Jonesboro lead. Walker up ahead. Pfeiffer works on the right wing for Mountain Home. To the baseline with the dribble. Tabor out top. They'll swing it to the left side. This is Walker. Penetrates to the free throw line. Tabor out top. A three ball is short. Rebound Foreman underneath for Mountain Home. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and it belongs to Mountain Home. Husky is in. And Martin comes out. Stewart checks in for the Lady Hurricane. Williams comes out. 1:22 left in the third. Jonesboro leads it by four. Walker holds it out top now for Mountain Home. Now Pfeiffer comes to get it. Swings it right side for Husky. In the paint, Tabor. She's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul on Ja'Kayla Stewart, that's her first. Team foul number four against Jonesboro. Mallie Tabor, 3 points on the afternoon. All of them from the line, where she is 3 of 4. First one is good. Tabor with one more. It's good. She knocks them both down. We're back to a two-point game. 25-23, Jonesboro with the lead. Eaton is back on the floor for the Lady Hurricane. Martin out top. Stewart right side. Now it's Hardaway between the circles. Mitchell comes to get it and sets things up offensively out top. 39 seconds left in this third quarter. Jonesboro playing for the final shot here, it looks like. Leading by two. Martin's going to hold it. Now Mitchell comes to get it. Boy, this is a big stop here if Mountain Home can get it. Jonesboro trying to hold for the last 40 seconds of the period. Let's see if the Lady Bombers can get a stop here. 10 on the clock. Here they go with the offense now. Mitchell out top, 7 on the clock. Right side, it's Eaton. Her three is no good. Foreman lost the handle on the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And Jonesboro has it under their basket. Kiana Williams will check in. Now, there's no time on the clock. And apparently that's going to be the end of the third quarter. No, it's not. No, they're going to bring it back on the court. I thought there was some time left. I think we're going to have a second or so. 1.6 is what they put on the clock. So, again, the Lady Bombers need another stop here before the end of the quarter. 1.6 left in the quarter. Inbounds pass. Mitchell gets it, misses, and a foul by Tabor. Mitchell threw it off the back of Tabor. She was inbounding the ball, threw it off the back of Tabor, and then caught the ball and went up for the shot. Coach Leonard arguing the fact that she never established herself in the court, but she was still out of bounds. The official says no, she was in. The first free throw by Mitchell is missed. Foul on Tabor, her third. It's the first foul this half against Mountain Home. Second free throw by Mitchell is good. 9/10 of a second left, and the quarter will come to an end. It's 26-23, Jonesboro at the end of three. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.